Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Head chef coming up, Ted's Meat and Potatoes has Super Bowl foods to bring both good and bad luck. But first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Jump right to the birthdays. Ola, guys, crazy as this may sound, today is Sebastian's second 12th birthday. A little context here. Kid was born with severe heart condition, had to have two open heart surgeries just to survive. Today is the day they gave him the good ticker that is still with us today.
Oh, nice.
Given less than a 10% chance to make it, the turd is going strong, and we're thankful he is. So please wish Sebastian a very happy heart birthday, and we're so glad that you're here. So how about a time to take off the leash, a snap a picture of yourself, and your penis is too small. Thanks, guys. That's from Mom, Gabby, Bubba Justin, and Old Man Jason. Thanks, guys.
It's time to take off the leash. Snap a picture of yourself.
All the guys, today is me and my daughter's 42nd and 13th birthdays, respectively. In honor of a shared birthday, can I get a good old Goofy and Mickey talking about shared birthdays and what to look out for with a new teenager in the house? Thanks, guys, for the laughs and the entertainment. That from Fool in the Rain.
Well, gosh, it's funny you should bring up shared birthdays. Me and old Pluto share the same birthday. But every 1 year for me is 7 years for him, so technically, he's older. And as far as some to expect with a new teen in the house is long showers and closed bedroom doors.
You know, the funny thing is, when you're the boss and you run everything, I don't share my birthday with anybody. As a matter of fact, I don't even like a lot of employees. Not even that dog over there. A lot of closed doors. I'd expect a lot of trouble. It's a teenage girl.
Guys, can I get a happy birthday to my big brother, Taylor Lee? How about Coach Ted telling him how he can get 300 during bowling? And the dirty Germans on how to pick up the how to pick the winning Super Bowl team. Thanks, guys. That from your brother, Zach.
All right, he's trying to get a 300. Your brother, Zach, didn't tell me how good of a bowler you are. So, number one, I would say practice. All right, you got to practice a lot. You want to score a 300. Number two, practice. Number three, the most important thing is we need a perfect practice, all right? You can practice bad habits. Are you spinning it? Are you throwing it down the middle like you're a 12-year-old and your first time playing Ted Penn? No. So when you go, you line up, same routine, let's get that practice down. And when you get to that 10th frame, don't panic.
Yeah, what I do to pick the perfect Super Bowl winning team is I have two sets of friends. So one group of friends, I say, I'm going to bet on the 49ers. I have no doubt they're going to win and you will be wrong. The other group of friends, I go, Kansas City's going to win. I have no doubt you're going to be wrong. and then you brag to the ones who you won against.
Yeah, I think this is very easy. The Chiefs have the biggest fan in the world. The 49ers just suck.
Yeah.
You know, if you bowl a 300, you get a ring.
Really?
Get a ring, get a watch, yeah.
Wait, is that true?
I mean, well, yeah. Just say I'm at the bowling alley. I'm out with friends. Mm-hmm. I happen to bowl a 300. Oh, it has to be sanctioned.
Has to have witnesses. Yeah.
There's witnesses. Can I go up to the shoe person and say, hey, man, I bowled
did
a perfect score?
Did he witness it?
Well, everyone else witnesses, right? Okay,
much,
say he did.
If you are in that situation.
But do you they have a ring to give you
yeah.
if I bowl a 300?
My buddy Joe's got like five of them.
Really?
He had five of them when he was 20 years old.
I'll never
you
have
sure that's
one?
Not just a West Virginia thing?
No, it's a national thing. You get a watch, too. There's a bunch of different stuff you can get. But most people, typically, when they get their 300, they go and get the ring.
I mean, I would.
I would, too. Well, let's see, guys. It's my brother Anthony's 34th birthday. If you could get Coach Ted and the captain to each give some advice on how to best celebrate, I know he would love it. Happy birthday, Anthony. That from your brother, Daniel.
Sorry, I'm looking up 300. Let's see what Coach talking about.
Oh, how to celebrate the 34th birthday.
Oh, celebrate the 34th birthday. Well, that one's pretty simple. Number one, got to tell everybody you're in your early 30s, all right? Your buddy's 35. Tell him he's old as dirt. Number two, go wild, man. Who cares, right? 30, you probably had a bash. 40, you had a bash. Well, this is 34. That's both numbers together. And tell your wife or girlfriend you need some servicing. Got a check engine light, all right?
Captain.
The captain,
all right. Ooh, well, ahoy there. Old Captain Dan doesn't remember his own 34th birthday. He got blackout drunk and woke up in Tijuana missing a kidney. But I do remember the Morton Salt girl. She proved on that day she was the Morton Salt woman. She performed all kinds of interesting party tricks with her umbrella. But sadly, she needed vaginoplasty after the Kool-Aid man opened it. Grunge berries.
All right, Miles. If you're in a league or a tournament play.
Sanctioned. Yeah.
You get a ring.
Yeah.
Right, is that what you were saying by sanctioned?
Yeah.
All right, because I know somebody that bowled a 300. He doesn't have a ring.
No.
Oh, yeah.
You know why? Because it really didn't happen, like my hole in ones. Hey, guys, happy birthday to,
I got a hole in one.
To Jeff. He is turning the ripe old age of 64. How about a what the hell is that, bro? And a cut that bitch off, followed by some dad jokes from Miles. Love you so much, honey. That from the lovely Lisa.
Oh, my God. What the f*** is that, bro?
Cut that bitch off. Next caller.
Okay, couple dad jokes real quick. Whenever my daughter asks for help with math homework, I need to put my glasses on. They improve division.
Ah,
did you guys know the garbage
stop
men...
Stop being so obtruse.
Did you guys know the garbage men don't get any training at all?
No.
Yeah, they pick it up as they go along.
That adds up.
And one that I like for old people. As I handed my dad his 50th birthday card, he looked at me with tears in his eyes and said, you know, one card would have been enough. All right, guys.
I don't get it.
I gave him 50 different cards.
Yep. All right.
I'll do one more.
It's complicated one.
I'll do one more that you can get. I'll give you
I should have stayed
get.
Silent on that
right.
one.
Right.
Don't open your mouth and let him know you're
done. Let's see if you can get this one. For our first date, I took my girlfriend to the ice rink where entry was half price. Do you know why?
Why?
Well, she said I was a cheapskate.
Yeah, that's fine.
I saw a man standing on one leg at the ATM. Confused, I said, what are you doing? You know what he was doing?
What?
He's checking his balance.
Don't ask Ted.
And,
hey, did you get Rob in there?
A very happy all birthday right. to our buddy Rob Noakes down at the Metropolitan Grill. He's 77
nice.
Years old today. He's been there for 50, 60 years, probably since the place opened.
Best corner in that bar, and they got happy hour again.
They do.
And,
a
nice.
Great, and a great hamburger for sitting up there, too. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaza Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. I will say the list today is a little odd to me. They polled some people about superstitions with their Super Bowl foods and what are good luck and bad luck.
All right.
Just seems odd because of all the teams, there's only two groups of fans that care about luck on Sunday.
Right. That, unless you put a heavy bet on one of them. Yeah. Generally speaking, there are two cities that care the most.
What jersey do I wear? All the things. Last time I wore this, they lost. Last time I wore this, they won. Whatever.
All right. And you'll notice the good luck foods and the bad luck foods basically overall are Super Bowl foods. Stephen Thrill, is there anything you have to have at a Super Bowl party? Or that you prefer?
I don't really have to, but man, just wings.
Okay. All right. Wings is a very popular one.
It is.
Miles?
Chicken wings. When I think football, I've always thought chicken wings. Unless it was the East Coast and I was hungover, then it was Chinese food and pizza.
Sure.
For me, it's just chips. There needs to be two or three different varieties of chips, sir.
I'm with you.
What are the chips you would choose? If you get to pick, you're not bringing them. You show up at someone's house, they have three different chips, and you do a backflip because you're so happy that you saw.
Cool Ranch Doritos has got to be the number one.
That's a good
on
chip.
There.
Good chip.
Mm-hmm. It's not a dipping chip, though.
Correct.
Well, we're just picking chips.
Right?
Don't think about dips.
Honestly, I'll get down on just straight up Ruffles, too. It doesn't have to be dipped, but yeah, I got straight Ruffles.
That is. But when you get into the dip world, I don't even want to talk about that, but the Ruffles are the best. They don't break up. Like you know how people like break their chips in the dip?
Yeah.
Lay's will do that.
Ruffles
gives you.
Lay's are not made for
better
dip.
Break.
But that's why they made the Ruffle.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right, they knew the regular Lay's, right? Same company doesn't enough. Right. So they're basically, let's make a ridge chip that can handle dip. And there'll be plenty of dips. I'm just saying, if you ask me favorite chips, first I got to know, is there dip involved?
And also,
that changes the game.
Sturdy chip, but kettle chips, I don't believe belong in dip.
Agreed.
They're good.
Love kettle chips, though.
I know that's crazy.
Are Ruffles like the corduroy of potato chips?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Tough, durable. Yeah.
And they're much better than the wavy. Don't get wavy. Get Ruffles.
I want to give a shout out to cheddar and sour cream Ruffles.
Oh, those are real good. Those?
I have had
spectacular.
It's not recently.
Spectacular.
It's the green bag.
Hey, by the way, if you go to another country, man, always read what flavor things are. We were in Mexico, and I can't remember. I think it was Doritos or something. So we wanted nacho cheese Doritos. We don't buy the Doritos. We just see the red bag, right? All of those are different than what we do.
Spicy?
I don't remember what we got, but it wasn't what we thought. We're like, what the hell? So the next time I went to the store, I looked, and I'm like, all of the colors they have are different than the colors we have here. Oh.
All right, let's start with the bad luck foods.
Right.
Again, I don't understand. I don't know. They said sliders, trail mix, wings made the list again, mozzarella sticks, and then they said salsa and queso dip.
Now, do they explain why they believe they're bad luck foods, or is it just one year that was their spread, their team lost, and now it's a bad luck food?
All right, so I'm glad you asked that, because the number one bad luck food on this list is deviled eggs.
Okay.
So I thought, that's weird. I love deviled eggs. But you hosted a Super Bowl party in 2015, I believe. The Seahawks were going to play the New England Patriots.
Correct.
So I wanted to watch that game. I didn't want to miss the celebrations. So me and our old buddy Jeets and his wife and Tanch, we came by your house. And I'll never forget this because I can't forget that frickin' game. Mm. Castle made some of the most delicious deviled eggs I've ever had in my life.
So are they a bad luck Super Bowl food, do you know?
Yes, because then the Seahawks choked and didn't run the ball and lost that game. So I think you have to have
personal... We also had a bottle of champagne we didn't open.
Yeah.
Because Jeets was like, get it out of the fridge because things look good. And then the play happened and Jeets like, put it back in the fridge.
Somebody else was, because we had left.
We left.
We came for the pregame, but we were like, there's too many people here. We got to focus and watch this game.
All right.
It was brutal. So I wouldn't have deviled eggs again if the Seahawks were in the Super Bowl. But I think it all has to be a personal touch.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I don't think in life, I don't know if I have a bad luck food.
I don't think so. I never equated it to
but
bad luck.
If the Ravens were in and there was one dish that I did not normally have, say it's deviled eggs, I'd be like, I will never eat deviled eggs again if the Ravens are in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But they're not, so I'm going to eat as many deviled eggs as I want.
All right, so these are the good luck foods. This just sounds like an amazing lineup. I want to go to this house. Cookies.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Cupcakes.
Oh, come on.
Chicken sliders.
Chicken sliders. Oh, all right.
Yeah, like a mini tiny sandwich.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, Mike and I had a conversation earlier today. I am pro sliders generally, but on Super Bowl Sunday, I'm very pro sliders. You can eat an Italian sub, but it's like, I ate a sub. But for some reason, I could eat three or four Italian sliders. Look, I'm just snacking.
Right. Everything's a snack on Super Bowl.
Next on the list, they said ice cream, which I don't know. Wow. I don't think about ice cream with Super Bowl. I think about cookies, pastries. I don't know.
I don't even think about sweets.
Sweets do not cross my mind.
At all.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta have some kind of sweet there, I think.
I mean, I feel like there's always something you can eat that's sweet, but it's not even really like out yet.
Yeah, I just,
maybe at halftime you break it up.
I would get it towards the end of the game. Super Bowl to me is like an honorary American holiday.
It basically is.
Right.
And it's what I call American tapas.
Yeah.
Let's have a few sliders, let's have a few wings, let's have a few cocktail wings.
All right, chicken wings made the list. Next on the list is popcorn.
Bad luck.
No, this is good.
Oh, good luck. Good luck. Right.
I don't think I've ever had popcorn in the Super Bowl.
Really? I've had popcorn. It just sits in the bowl. It's nothing special, but if you just want,
Well, I'm going to run down to Cobb's in the market tomorrow and get some fancy popcorn.
Ooh, that's actually a good call.
Chips make the list, obviously. Look, chips are ubiquitous, whether it's a good day or bad day, and you're watching football. So let's not blame chips, okay? Chips didn't do anything. Let's see. Burgers make the list.
Again, I'm back to the sliders over a burger.
Correct.
As far as Super Bowl goes, because again, I said, I want a bunch of small things.
Yeah, and listen, I've done this before. All right, I'm in my 40s now, so a lot of my friends like to cook. It doesn't matter. Maybe you're running short on time. Maybe you got kids. Maybe you don't feel like cooking. You can honestly go buy three Whoppers and cut them into fours.
Yes, yeah.
bring a bag of Dick's Burgers, and no one will be disappointed.
Miles, that's a good call. I did that on New Year's Day for that Husky game. I brought over 10 burgers, and everybody was pumped.
Like, sure.
I know. And I love Dick's Burgers, but somehow they're small enough where it's like, it's just one more burger. Hot dogs were second on the list.
All right.
Which I get, but again, Super Bowl, I'm more of a little smoky guy.
I was going to say back to the sliders. Little smokies, little pigs in a blanket, smaller.
And then number one on the list, my favorite, pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, I just feel like whatever you're doing. I mean, hell, you might just be sitting at home, like by yourself watching the game. Order a pizza. Pick one up.
It'll be there in 4 hours.
Have some fun.
You're really backed up. Good luck with that. You got to go pick it up.
I didn't think about that.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Shot of the Day is coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
All right, coming up, we'll drink and toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. Scientists found human footprints in Morocco dating back to 90,000 years ago.
Damn.
That's a little old.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Human footprints.
Human footprints. 90,000-year-old footprints. Congratulations, everybody. Well done. Lawmakers are considering a bill that would make the shaka, the Hawaiian state gesture.
Is that the three finger?
That's the...
Oh, yeah. My bad. I misunderstood. Misunderstood what you said there. They need to be very clear about that.
Let's pull it in, Jay.
Oh, God. They get wild out there in Hawaii.
Yeah, hey, you. Tourism is up.
Okay. Aloha right. Means goodbye.
Oh, my God. Okay. The hang loose gesture. Yeah.
Shaka.
Yeah. Oh, can't use that promo either, Ted. Okay. Whew. A new study found that Viagra may reduce the risk of Alzheimer's.
All right, then I'll take it.
I have an erection and I remember that I like sex. Let's go.
I'm sorry, I'm still recovered. Whew. Okay, I'm just going to move on. Okay. Okay, we are less than a week away from Valentine's Day, gentlemen.
Oh, God.
And oh, yeah.
And a handful of people are going to go out to dinner to take their ladies out, have a good time, right? But there's a handful of things that you're not allowed to do when you go out.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 things you should never do when you go out to eat. Like putting your stinking shoes up on the seat of the booth, you suckling pig. Chew with your mouth closed, or go find the nearest pasture and find some cud, you heifer.
Jesus.
And if you absolutely must drink through a straw to satisfy your deranged oral fixation, stop making that horrible sucking sound when you get to the bottom of whatever swill it is you're drinking. You may very well find out just how quickly and easily that straw can accidentally get jammed down your throat. Bon appetit.
Yeah. So these are things that you should never do when going out to eat. First on the list, they say dressing like a slob.
Well, yeah, mm-hmm. You would think.
It depends speaking. On the restaurant.
A Valentine's Day, man.
Or is this just going out to eat? Okay, okay. I just brought up Valentine's Day. But this is, even in general, there is still a line that I think that's like, you should look this good no matter where you're going to go out to eat.
Waffle
you're
House.
Sit down for a while. Yeah, I'll even say that, dude. Class it up just
I think
a
it depends
bit.
On no. the joint. If I go to Steve's, you know, and
you
it's.
You better dress up.
Yeah, just like. I don't know. One of those bar places where, like, the bar food's even subpar.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying, you know, you need to be in a suit and tie, but maybe not have stains on your shirt.
Maybe fair. Not, fancy pants.
I guess. My bad.
Maybe I was hungry before I got there.
Seating yourself in a place with a host.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if it says wait to be seated.
Right.
General thing. Not really a suggestion.
Sign. Well, and
right. People, power people, move, though.
People do it all the time.
They do.
Really?
Also, oh, also, you know, like in restaurants, people do it all the time, and they sit there, and they, like, because it's like, well, there's open tables, but they don't fathom that, like, there's a certain amount of staff. They have that many tables.
They know there's open tables. And, they know you and, see them, right? But there's a method to
if,
the madness.
If, yeah. If it says, please wait to be seated. Even,
wait.
Even if the wait there, and if the person comes up and they ask you out with the party and say, like, I was just hoping to get a seat at the bar. They'll say, oh, you didn't have to wait here. Just go ahead and go up.
Yep.
But that's more appropriate than going up. And, like, you have to, like you had the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I will say. You just don't know.
I am guilty. Like, I didn't sit at that bar because it said, please wait for the bar, too.
Oh, yeah. It did. Okay.
But, like, last Saturday, I went to a nice restaurant. Shout out to Scott's. But, like, there was nobody, the person seating people wasn't there, so it's like two steps into the bar, and I just said, is it open seating? And the bartender's like, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
But
that's
like,
fine.
Right, I didn't just plop down.
Right.
Those are good bartenders, too.
Well, and they do that for a reason. Like you said, there's, they have their system. They're not doing it just because they have fun making you wait.
Right.
There's a reason for why they're doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
And right. It's not to make you angry.
Right.
Right, and even, I mean, look, it might be Friday night. There might be one table open, I get it, but like, I don't know. I've just known too many people work in the restaurant industry. It drives them up a wall.
Yes.
It's like you still got to wait to see if the kitchen's out of the weeds. Mm-hmm. Are the servers out of the weeds?
They want you to have a good experience. And if you can wait 15 minutes, they can, don't guarantee it, but they can guarantee it'll be better than it would if you just sit down immediately.
Things you should never do when you go out to eat. They say arrive drunk. I disagree.
If you can hide it well enough.
And then right there behind it is have one too many, which I don't care where you're going. Mm-hmm. Having one too many. Nobody intends to have one too many. You know what I mean?
And I've had one too many, and I'm still going to have seven more drinks. I mean, oh, I know that was one too many, but I'm drinking more, baby.
Yeah, that's a line of discretion.
Sure.
But I could definitely think of one time when I was like 22 where we were super drunk. Frankly, we got thrown out of a restaurant, and it was not a party restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Did you treat it like a party?
Yeah, Bernie and I had just been tailgating all day, and then somebody and his family invited us out, and I was like, it's kind of expensive. We should go.
Oh, God.
And I'd say within 20 minutes, like, our other buddy at the table who used to coach us was like, call a cab. You two need to go home.
Oh, look out.
Yeah.
So what's the name of the restaurant that has to leave? It's the people you're with.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that it was a big round table. I think the waitress said something.
Yeah, you know what she said? You want me to say something? You guys are going to say something. That's probably all she said. You know what I'm talking about. You want me to say something? You want to say something.
They say talking too loudly.
Well,
and
sure.
Correct. Yeah. And you should know what talking too loudly
but
is.
But some people just have a loud voice. We have a very good friend who talks very loud. And she's very kind, very sweet. Doesn't say anything bad that she can get upset about. But her voice just carries, man.
Sure. But
I'm the same way. I have a buddy. I don't know how to explain it. And, like, sometimes it'll be like, am I being too loud? And it's like, it is echoing off the buildings
right.
downtown.
Are you, like, go get your ears checked.
No kidding. And some people, I get it. They just project a little bit more.
Yeah, they just talk loud.
You know, my old man is one of the loudest people that I know. Not because he's trying to be, just because that's how he talks.
That's how they talk.
But at the same time, just check in from time to time. Like, am I being too loud?
Yeah.
And we get it. Sometimes you get fired up. You're having fun. You get excited. You're laughing, whatever it is. That's fun to hear. Once in a while.
Sure.
I shouldn't be able to listen in on your conversation from the other side of the restaurant. And
especially
I'm not
when I'm talking to someone else right. and I can only hear you.
Yeah, and again, I think it's different, right? If there's a table behind you with six people in it, and they're all kind of laughing and getting loud.
Sure.
Understood.
I go, all right.
That's just what it's going to be.
Right, if that same table of six, there's just one dude or one woman who is that loud, I'd be like, somebody shut them up.
Right. Somebody interject. Things you should never do when you go out to eat, let your kids run wild.
Well, yeah.
I'd hope.
Come on, man.
You do see those parents that just give up, though.
Yep. Yep.
Over-customize your order, they say.
Oh, it's just annoying.
Right. Look, everybody asks for substitution sometimes, dressing on the side, blah, 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 blah.
Sure.
But if you want a patty melt, but on multigrain toast instead of rye, with provolone instead of Swiss, with raw onions instead of caramel.
Make it yourself at home.
Right.
I mean, my God.
Or just order what you want.
Right. Right. And if nothing on that menu fits anywhere close to what you might want, you're in the wrong spot.
Go somewhere else. Right. It's no big deal.
And that's fine. That's fine.
That's why I don't go to Veggie Grill. Oh, can I get this but with bacon? I mean, it's understood.
This one doesn't make sense to me. Things that you should never do when you go out to eat, order the most expensive thing on the menu.
Well, they're not saying it's a problem to do that. They're saying don't do it just to do it.
Okay.
Right. The most expensive thing on the menu is the thing that you really want. Knock yourself out. But a lot of people, to impress someone else or whatever they're going to do, like, yes, I'll take the lobster and tomahawk steak combo.
Right. But if you know that's why you're going, if that's what you want, sure. That's what you're saying. Like, look, man, I'm going to get the biggest steak and a lobster, and it ain't going to be cheap, but we're going to have a good time.
Your tomahawk steak and a lobster, you better eat it.
Well, I think that's easy. Yeah. That's a lot of food.
This one goes beyond just going out to eat. This is just in general, talking with your mouth full.
Yes!
I don't know why, but there's a handful of people that they don't start talking until their mouth is full of food.
Like, yeah, you say was while someone you said did not begin to speak until after they put the
food. My mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm. Mother-in-law. That's
my mother-in-law.
We were just talking about
this. Was like, we go to the Capitol Grill. We go to nice places in Baltimore, and she would put a big scoop of food in her mouth and then begin her conversation.
But if she wasn't chewing, she had nothing to say.
But no one else was like, it didn't seem like a big deal to anybody else. I'm just sitting here like, shut up. Shut up. Shut up. No bad thoughts. Shut up.
No bad thoughts.
Listen. You need to listen. What is she saying?
My mother does it too.
Yeah.
It's like dealing with a child. Just like, stop.
But the difference is,
talking.
If it's my mom, then I go, Mom.
Right.
Please.
Oh, right. Good point.
But it's somebody else's mother.
You're out of your jurisdiction.
I'm like, be quiet. Be quiet. Shut up. Right. Be quiet.
I think also it's a health risk. So
it is. Yes.
I don't mind saying that a little more. Like, you're going to choke.
Right.
Okay? Just chew your food.
And history dictates that you will.
Correct. And get it out of your cheeks.
Yeah, you're not a squirrel. Exactly. You're not like going into hibernation.
They say don't do your makeup at the table.
I would assume if you have to say that to me.
I would assume that if you're at the table, your makeup is already done. You know, and I don't.
Unless you're in Kiss. You know what I mean?
I think that's more of like the guy goes to the bathroom and she adds touch up. But you know what? I hate that rule.
No.
I'll put on my blush where I want to put it on.
Agreed. You know, if you've got to touch it up.
When the guy goes to the bathroom, that's when you grab your phone and text your boyfriend.
Yeah. There you go. picking your teeth at the table.
Like with a toothpick, you mean?
Exactly.
It depends on the venue.
Right.
I don't mind
so if
in
a barbecue place and they have toothpicks on the table.
Got to.
Game on.
Right. I know I'm going to have little bits in there I got to pick out.
But that's only for barbecue. I can't think of any other food where you need toothpicks on the table.
And you're right. I feel like most restaurants keep them as like you're leaving.
Sure.
Right.
But I'm with Miles. Sometimes you go to like a bar, like something like that, and there are certain teeth like,
if they put it on the table, they're telling you, we know
around.
You have food in your teeth.
They could put pulled pork. They could put ribs. They could put brisket. You know what it always is, Mike? It's the freaking chicken.
It is the chicken.
Always the chicken.
Yeah. Oh, a little fiber in
always
there.
Always a chicken.
Things that you should never do when you go out to eat. Stiff your server.
Well, yeah.
Jeez, so
who are we talking to?
Things
this
that
one?
You should not do. Drive drunk and crash into people and kill them.
Exactly. Light other people on fire.
Right. Beat babies.
They also say don't touch your server, which I don't know who's doing that.
Don't.
Jesus.
I am.
You'd be shocked. There are some dudes that are super creepy. They don't think they're being creepy. It's like, stop touching her.
I definitely have some servers that will touch me all the time. Come up, shoulder hug thing. But I know them.
Sure.
This is not
and
somebody
all
I
of them
know.
Are named Sven.
No, their name is Paul.
My bad.
But then the number one thing that you should never do when you go out to eat, and I don't know. Don't break up with somebody.
That is so awkward.
No, I'm not going to take you out to dinner to break up with you.
Some do it.
I know some people do it. I get it, right, because they want to be somewhere public. But, like, no. I'm not buying you dinner to break up with.
Last time I went to Serafina, I'm like, we're an Italian restaurant. Just please enjoy your time.
But that kind of goes back to us liking gossip a little bit. Like, I don't mind listening on that.
I'm not sure if it was a breakup or just the idea of it looked really, really awkward and bad.
Sure.
That's just not the time to do this.
No, it's not.
I will say, I've been a part of that once. Sometimes you didn't go there with the intention.
Yeah.
But the conversation kind of got there, and it's like, All right. I guess we're doing this.
But she finished her dinner.
I can't remember.
I've walked out of many a dinners.
I can't remember.
Many a dinners.
God.
Yeah, I think I threw down some cash and left.
I've done that.
I was upset.
Yeah.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free. To help out with that last-minute diorama, shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
A man in Canada was just busted with a rather interesting solicitation method, Miles.
What was that?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve, a thrill hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we've toast 47-year-old Richard Plaud of somewhere in France.
Richard. Now,
Richard had a goal. He wanted to get the Guinness World Record for the tallest Eiffel Tower replica made entirely of matchsticks. Now, a guy from Lebanon, he actually had the record back in 2009 when he built a 21-foot-tall matchstick Eiffel Tower. But our man was determined to best that. So starting in 2015, Richard spent the next 8 years painstakingly gluing 706,900 matchsticks into 402 panels that he then assembled into a 23.5-foot-tall Eiffel Tower. Saw a picture of it. It's actually really impressive. Now, he estimates that he put about 4,200 hours of work into it, and it actually would have taken him longer, but he ended up convincing a local matchstick maker to provide him with a huge supply of headless matches because removing the flammable match heads was very time-consuming. Well, sadly, that was his downfall. Guinness rejected his Eiffel Tower because he didn't use, quote, commercially available matchsticks.
Damn.
But then we got an update on the story.
Uh-oh,
once this story got out there and went viral, Guinness was like, yeah, our bad. So they ended up giving him the record. Okay. But keep in mind, they didn't even look at his thing because he explained, I was trying to remove the flammable match heads, which is part of doing it. Then he realized there was a local matchstick maker because he lives in a town with a local matchstick maker. Said, hey, man, can you just give me the wood parts, not the match heads? And they said, sure, we get it, man. Turns out Guinness, if they're going to be super strict about it, if you did not remove the match heads yourself, it doesn't count. So, that because that's not commercially available at that point. So he took to whatever social media, not really bitching, but just real depressed, man. I mean, just crestfallen on this. Guinness got word of it, so they got in touch with them about 48 hours later and said, yeah, okay, you now have the tallest matchstick-made Eiffel Tower. But honest to God, if you see a picture of it, it's kind of unbelievable. This thing is massive. It is to scale. It's cool. And he has too much time on his hands. But either way.
And he shouldn't have that record.
And no, you're based on what they said. That's why they turned it down. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.